From KXEI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends to come on the air with us. I ask them what they're working on in school. We talk a little bit about their plans for the future. And I even ask them about music. Joining me in the studio today is Yuxin Chin. Welcome, Yuxin.
Hello.
So what do you do at the University of Arizona?
I work in a lab of Dr. Fellows. The main focus of the lab is to study spatial navigation. Think about what you do every day, like going to school, go shopping. You visit multiple stops and you figure out how to go there. It's pretty amazing because you just do it without actually realizing it.
How do you study spatial navigation?
We use rats in the open field, where we give them small food pallets. Once they found the food pallets, they try to remember the location, and they're going to try to find the shortest route to find all the rewards. It's not very hard for people or animal to do it. It's completely automatic, which is difficult when you are trying to actually make some artificial thing to do. For example, if you are trying to make an self-driving car, you're going to have a camera that looks around the car and try to figure out a route that doesn't hit anybody, but also is the shortest. This could be extremely hard for any machine, but for any animals, this is just automatic. We know there's a cell that specifically codes for a location when you are trying to remember a space. This could be applied when they're making machines, but I don't think we know enough about them to actually make a perfect machine yet.
These cells that know how to spatially navigate, what kinds of cells are these?
They're called place cell. Like if you're in your room, you're on the left side of your bed, maybe there's a cell that codes specifically for the left side. And then there's another cell that codes for the right side.
You can close your eyes and spatially navigate too.
Yeah, that actually works. I know my rats, they smell things, and smell is an important factor in their life. They couldn't really see everything that well because they couldn't see color well. So when they smell the food, they kind of stop using visual. So far, what I'm doing is behavioral. When they leave the home base, they will see all the objects beside the cups. Then they find the shortest road. And at some point, we switch two of them to confuse them. If they're properly confused, then we know they're using the object as landmarks. When they're using internal cues, like how long have they walked and how much angle have they turned at the last reward, we want to know that if they're using the landmarks more or are they using what they're doing to navigate more.
How do you measure the rat's consciousness of how far and what angle?
First, we're expecting to see if the rat changes path, which will tell us whether they value landmark as much as we think they do. Then we're doing also some recording from the neurons. We want to see at the choice point where we switch the objects, what are they thinking or whether they're thinking.
Ah, so you are looking at their neurons activity.
Yes, but only for a little bit.
Just a little peek.
Yeah, it's difficult to do that.
This is a really fascinating area of research. What do you think you'll do after you graduate?
Right now, my plan is to join a PhD program. I'll just see where I go from here. I didn't even imagine that I will like science before sophomore year. At sophomore year, I joined a lab. Then I realized it's more hands-on than I ever imagined. Learning became more spontaneous and less I have to get a high score.
Yuxin, do you ever listen to music?
I listen to all kinds of music. I prefer the ones that I don't understand. I have a few Russian songs. I learned English half because of the music. Basically, watch TV and whatever the background sound is, I usually like them and I listen to it. And then like 2 weeks later, I change my whole music list, then I forget about it.
Thank you so much, Yuxin, for coming to Thesis Thursday.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.